Taylor Swift and Ticketmaster. You've seen it in the news.
I don't know what Taylor Swift fan needs to hear this right now, but karma is gonna get Ticketmaster.
But for this episode, we're rewinding back to 1982, when Ticketmaster and their CEO, Fred Rosen, began their ascent to ticketing industry domination.
A lot of people said to me, the ticket business is not a business. And I thought they all lost their mind.
To understand how Fred and Ticketmaster changed the ticketing game.
Anybody who says we should go back to the old ways of buying tickets has never done it the old way.
And how, as a result, way, way before Taylor Swift had cried a single teardrop on her guitar, Ticketmaster was thrust into a public battle with one of the hottest bands of the early 90s, Pearl Jam. Along the way, we'll dig deep into the economics of the live music industry and actually answer the question, what is an illegal monopoly?
Just because you're big doesn't mean you violated an antitrust law. It doesn't mean you have an illegal monopoly.
Get your tickets here to part one of how Ticketmaster became the anti-hero of the live music industry. No service fees required.